Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get. Bitches to hit, yeah, zeros to flip. Temptation is, yeah, first on my list. I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Palito, Oseo. This is El Ross Smith Bass. You are tuned in live to another show on our Talk Times of American Network. I'm back. I'm better than ever. It's been a minute since I was on here, about a month, I want to say, just to take a little break and doing a little different things, adjusting my schedule. But I'm back, you know what I'm saying, back doing what I do. This Blog Talk Radio is going to continue now. It's going to be a daily podcast, if you will. And tonight, we're going to dive right into it, just like all other nights. We're going to deal with law and legality uncensored, okay? And, it's going to be lit. Great show. Got to have. And, before we get into it, as always, for me, the Aunt Essence, for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. Okay. I say, with that being said, let's get it. All right. Before I begin, just one quick thing. If you haven't already, you might want to go back and listen to all the previous episodes titled Reclaiming Your Heritage with L. Ross Smith Bay. Okay, that's about a 12 episodes. Under that title, Reclaiming Your Heritage. So don't forget to go back and listen to those. That's some very informative information out. Okay? Because it's also dealing with law. You know what I'm saying? And dealing with anything that applies to the indigenous people of America and how they had this whole systematic agenda of removing and covering up your story and making it history. Okay, folks lined up. And now we're just going to go with some basic definitions. Some of the words is on this show, we like to deal with the true meaning of words, because we know words are vibrations, are things, are power. And as always, we want to know the etymology. Okay? And if you don't know the meaning of etymology, origin of words. Okay? So what is the origin of etymology itself? The origin of etymology itself is the true meaning. So we want to know the true meaning, right, words. Okay? This is what we're about here. About getting to the roots, foundation of things. That's how you can overstand a lot. Going to the root and the source. Okay? Now, this first word is going to be a basic review. Minor is the first word. What's the legal, lawful definition of minor? A minor is a person that is unable. It does not have, he or she does not have the capacity to operate within law. They have no standing at law. They're an infant, i.e. an infant. They have no legal capacity. That is the definition of a minor. So now that you know the definition of a minor, now you also know the definition of a minority. Right? Next word. Majority. What is the definition of majority? There's something called age of majority. Okay. It's a legal age when you go from an infant and you have no legal standing or no capacity. Oh, it's usually over the age of 18 is about the standard, but it varies from state to state. Okay, maybe 19, 20, 21 even. But 18, that's about the age of majority. Okay, you make that transition, and now you're no longer a minor. Okay, because when you're a minor, you have certain rights that are different than someone over the age of majority. Okay. Now, I also want to touch on some United States history. Okay, the history of the United
And when I say the United States, I don't mean the land. I mean the corporation, United States of America Incorporated. We give you some facts, some proof that you can look up. You can review what I'm saying. The United States went bankrupt, not for the first time, but about the sixth time in 1933. And the proof is declared by President Roosevelt in executive orders about orders, okay? And I'm going to give these executive order numbers to you now. Executive Order 6073 for 6073. Then Executive Order 612 or 6102. Okay. So that rests, so you can kind of look that up further as you go on your research. What is the definition? We're going to get back to the definition. What is the definition of color of law? Definition of color is an appearance of front or front appearing real. That is the legal definition of color. It is the appearance or front of something appearing real. Okay. So when you know the definition of color, find out that lots of these corporations and municipalities are not operating under actual law. They're operating under color of law. Okay? So they're committing fraud. They're fraudulent. They have no authority to do so. That's all another story. But we're going to stay online and keep it moving. And I also want to add 10 minutes each to the show. Question and answer. You can call in, you know what I'm saying? Ask any questions pertaining to law or any type of legal matters. You know, I'll feel free to answer them to the best of my ability. Roddy, so I'm going to go ahead and hit that break. Sometimes I'll get talking and lose track of time, but taking a break now and then another 10 minutes in, that's 20 minutes in, take another break for Q&A. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in now. Alrighty, we're going to keep it moving. Continue on. And still dealing with this fraudulent de facto corporation known as the United States of America. I'm going to go back in time and go back into its history and look at some of the fraudulent acts that have been committed. For instance, the Gold Reserve Act of 1933. Look that up. You'll find that up to 1933, there was no second class in America. Okay. There was no middle class in America. There was only first class. And what's so pivotal about the 1933 Gold Reserve Act is that the President FDR signed an executive order that made it illegal for anyone in the United States, okay, to hold or have gold with them. There was fines that were in place to have gold. You would be fined or you would be sent to jail. And you're going to be doing some time behind bars. That's how real it got, because they wanted that gold, because gold and silver at the time, that was the standard. That's the only real money, okay, as far as in the United States system. That was the real money. That is what they traded in. That is how they operated in commerce with. That was the currency, okay? Gold and silver, that's real money. But when like I told you, when the government went bankrupt, United States of America Incorporated went bankrupt, everything changed again. And I'm kind of starting in the middle of history, not even going back in time when the United States Corporation was created, when it was first known as the Virginia Company, right? 1606 Charter, right? That's the actual memorandum, okay, Articles of Association, when it was created. That's really how when it first began on this land by the British. It created this United States Corporation that was originally just the 13 colonies. That's the code name. But again, I want to take some time to pause. And, yeah, if anybody got any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Yeah. Also got my co-host with me, so, you know, she moderated doing her thing. If she has any questions, you can go ahead and comment, too. You know, the floor is always open. And yeah, if y'all can hear those crickets chirping, yeah, I'm outside. Beautiful, beautiful night. And let's see. When you deal with corporations in commerce, you'll find that there's certain steps that must be done in order to create this corporation. You'll find that there's a process that must be gone through. Okay, there's steps you have to take. There are certain bills and procedures and regulations and rules you have to write for this corporation. right? There's something called the Articles of Association. Every corporation must have the Articles of Association that lay down the law and the way that the corporation shall be ran and governed. What's so interesting about the Articles of Association is that in 1774, the Articles of Association for the United States was just put into place, okay? And then came the Articles of Federation, right? So isn't that so interesting? If you really study the law, you can really find the clues and connect the dots. Anyway, this is just a light, you know, a light show, not to dive too deep, not to give an overload of information, just to drop a little gems every now and then. Get y'all used to the flow. Yeah, we're about to end the show in a couple minutes. As always, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to our Talk Songs of America Network. This is L. Ross Smith. Hey. Okay. This concludes first episode of a 12-part series, Law and Legality with L. Ross Smith, Bay and Censor, part one. With that being said, we got one caller, so let's go ahead and reel them in. Last four digits ending in 1158. You got a question or comment? Last four digits ending in 1158. You got a question or comment? The lines are open. Okay, looks like they dropped a call. Well, I guess that concludes another show. Like I said, I'll just wait 1 minute and go ahead, and that caller can go ahead and call back in and ride with me. I still got 15 minutes of overtime. If you call in, we can go into 15 minutes overtime after 10:30 p.m. Central Time Zone. So 919-675, you know, you can go ahead and call in if you want to. The show is still on, still live. 919 area code. Feel free to call back in. The show is still live. All right. It has caught us. It is rolling me. Just trying to see if the other caller was coming in. But with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. Salam.